TJ, what is this thing? 14 by 24?
Is that what we just said? Outside 14 by, I don't think it's 24 this way. The ridge. We counted out around 28.
It's all approximate dimensions.
I can't remember. You know, I
don't
really keep track of that.
It's definitely a custom structure. So there was a lot of love going into the design of it, and a lot of effort to come up with something that we thought would fit the site well.
It's not quite finished, and we don't have ice on the lake to skate. It's raining, and it's 40 degrees, but we're going to have a party anyway. And in the words of John Coet, he always used to like to say this, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
This shelter was built in loving memory of John Coet, devoted father and husband and a friend to all. May the shelter help spread the joy John found in the outdoors, and remind us to laugh and to play together.
By the time John was 8 years old, he had 72 stitches in his body. When he was 12 years old, he managed to go skating with his friend John Gilbert for a hockey game, and he came home with his two front teeth in his hand. So, you know our skating stories.
I'm filled with two emotions, and really they're the same emotions I've been filled with for almost 2.5 years now, which is humility and gratitude. I've become used to humility. It comes daily in great waves as I watch my house and car and everything else fall apart. But fundamentally, I think humility comes from receiving more than I'm able to give. And the cabin is just an immeasurable gift to me and my family. And it's one I can repay only with gratitude.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo.
It's brought out a lot of new stories, and it's brought a lot of old memories of John. And it's a source of deep pride for my children. I think for them, it's tangible evidence that their dad was a special person and he'll never be forgotten. And that's the ultimate gift that anyone could give to my children. And I'm profoundly grateful that all of you have given that gift.
Just give me the one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a